Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World, and an episode this week entitled Grief is a Journey, Not a Destination. Think about that before we get into it. Think about that phrase, that grief is a journey, not a destination. So I'm so glad that you're here. We want to give you our contact information, as usual, before we begin our episode. And our email address is letters2ethan@aol.com. And our telephone number is locally here in the Tampa Bay area, but you can reach us from anywhere, 727-688-5121. And you remember last week we did our episode on the saint of 911, Father Michael Judge. And I thank you so much for the calls and emails that I received on that episode. I'm very appreciative of that. And it seemed fitting then, having done that episode, to have a discussion this week about the stages of grief. Because being a hospice chaplain and a fire chaplain, obviously, I encounter people on a daily basis who are dying, loved ones who are dealing with grief, and they don't seem to understand, many of them, that life and grief is a journey, that it's not a destination. So they get to that point of grief, and they stop, and it's difficult for them. They're paralyzed. It's difficult for them to move on and to move forward. So whenever I give talks to various churches and grief groups, I always use a flip chart, and I draw a large letter, capital U, on the board. And at the top of the letter U on the left, I write the words loss and then hurt right next to it. And on the right side of the U, I write the letters loss and then adjustment and assimilation. And going down the left side of the U, which is going down into that journey of grief, we talk about some of the emotions that are associated with that. The shock of losing someone, the numbness that we feel when someone close to us passes, the denial that many people experience. They just can't believe that their husband or their wife or their child isn't here anymore. And then some people manifest emotional outbursts. They just all of a sudden scream or yell or, you know, take out their anger, which is the next letter on the down, going down the letter U there, the next emotion that is most common. And then many people feel a fear. What am I going to do without my husband, my wife, my son, my daughter, my cousin, my brother, whoever it is? So they go into this period of searching and wandering and disorganization, and they feel lost. And when they're lost, about the five worst things that can happen to anyone are at the bottom of that U. They panic sometimes. They experience bitter loneliness. They feel depressed to great degrees. They feel guilt because of something they thought they should have done or didn't do when their loved one was dying. And then they feel a sense of isolation, that there's no one they can talk to and no one they can trust. So at the bottom of that letter U are those five awful things. And unfortunately, that becomes the destination. Panic, loneliness, depression, guilt, and isolation. And that is nowhere to be. And that's a death in and of itself. It means that we can't move on. We can't move forward. We can't get on with our lives. We can't be a hope and a help to one another. So what is there left for us to do? What is there left for us to do without any help or without any assistance? How do we move from hurt to adjustment and assimilation? Well, that's what we'll be talking about when we come back after our break because that journey is so important, because grief is a journey that we are on continuously, and it's a journey that we put in perspective for our entire lives. And we'll talk more about that after we come back after our first segment here. I'm Tom McQueen, so glad you're here. You are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. We'll be right back, my friends.
In this chaotic world, there's a timeless need for wisdom. Whether it's deciphering life's puzzles, dealing with bullies, mastering the art of handling a tough boss, or creating positive change in our world, a little guidance can make a world of difference. And that's what you will find on the podcast, Wisdom for a Crazy World, hosted by Chaplain Tom McQueen. Wisdom for a Crazy World brings insights that are rooted in wisdom from a biblical perspective. Episode subjects include Jesus therapy, surviving a toxic boss, and God Independence Day. With his soothing voice and wealth of wisdom, Chaplain McQueen is your ally in facing life's challenges head on. Discover comfort and reassurance with Chaplain Tom McQueen on Wisdom for a Crazy World, available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. And today we are talking about grief as a journey, not a destination. And I was sharing with you that when I was giving talks and seminars, when I do that today at various churches and grief groups, I use that capital letter U, and we talk about the downward spiral from loss and hurt. Down the left side of that letter U, and we experience shock, numbness, denial, anger, fear, till we're at the very bottom. And when we may experience panic, loneliness, depression, guilt, and isolation. And that's when grief becomes a destination, when we're stuck, we can't move, we can't go forward, we can't get on with our lives. But we have to move up the right side of that U, to where we still realize there's a loss, but we assimilate that loss, we accept that loss, and we integrate that loss in our own lives. And we do that by working on our personal relationships with others, developing new strengths and attitudes, clinging to the hope that Jesus gave us when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in me will never die." That realization that we will all be together one day again. And then we become a hope and help to one another. We reach out and we start helping others who are going through the same issue. I thought I had all the answers when my father died. I didn't. You know, sometimes counselors and therapists think they know everything. I didn't. So when I went to a counselor, she kind of gave me a version of that you that I just shared with you. And pointed out to me where I was, and she said, "You know, Tom," she said, "to really get on with your life." And my dad died when he was 59, just a few weeks before I was ordained in the ministry. So I went through that whole shock and denial thing as well. And she said, "The greatest thing that you can do for your dad is to remember his great qualities that he had as a father, and to integrate them in your own life, and to share that with others. And in that way, you keep his presence alive within you until you see him again." And the best piece of advice I've ever received relative to grief, and I always share that with people. I have shared that in my book, What I Learned When I Died, and I share it in every presentation that I give that has to do with grief or death, because it's not an end when someone dies. It's a beginning. It's a beginning of a new relationship with that person, where we carry their presence within us. We adopt and adapt their qualities in our own lives so that their presence is always there, that we feel it, that we share it, and that we make their gifts a part of ours so that we continue a ministry based on the love that they had for us and the memories that we have of being with them since we were children. I understand that sometimes childhood memories aren't always that great, and then we have to take a different perspective of moving on. What can we do? How can we adjust? How can we learn from that experience? But grief can never be a destination. It can never be where we stop and end our lives, because that's not what Jesus intended for us. You know, it would be one thing to say, well, I grieve the loss of Jesus. I grieve that he died on the cross, that he was nailed, that he is never coming back in this world. And therefore, our Christianity and our spirituality ends. How foolish would that be? We never let things like that happen. We have to move on. We accept the fact that Jesus is always with us, that he lives within us. Well, let's take that parallel example and adapt it to those who have died, brothers, mothers, fathers, sisters, children, and carry their spirit within us until we see them again. That's the message of grief is not a grief is a journey, not a destination. So that we always grieve in a positive way, but we never let it debilitate us to the point where our lives end and our emotions become paralyzed. I'm Tom McQueen. We'll be right back after this break. You are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. Be right back, my friends.
My friend Tom McQueen tells me that I am one of his favorite celebrities. Truth be told, Tom McQueen is one of my favorite people. Fame is fleeting. Wisdom is acquired over a lifetime. And the wisdom that Tom McQueen shares with all of us in his books, his articles, and his presentations is priceless. Whenever you have an opportunity to listen to my friend Tom McQueen, your day will be richly blessed. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. In our episode this week entitled, Grief is a Journey, Not a Destination. You know, when my dad passed, a friend of mine gave me a prayer. And it was meaningful to me. And so if you're going through one of those awful experiences yourself where you've lost a loved one or someone has died not long ago or is in the process of dying, I share this prayer with you as we close our broadcast. Father in heaven, as I think about the death of my loved one, I am saddened. My heart is troubled and grieved because I miss them so much. And while I believe that you are in control and that you love me, I don't always feel that right now. Your word says that this time of grief and sadness is good for me. That somehow, in all of this, my heart will be made glad. I can't see that far ahead, and I certainly don't feel glad, but I'm going to choose to trust in you. Please use my grief for your glory. Teach me to number my days, to meditate on the purpose of my life, to know that my days are but a passing shadow. Help me, Father, to lay these things to heart, that I might remember and treasure the days I had with my loved one, that I might draw closer to you as you walk with me through this journey, that I might experience growth in faith and purpose in life, even through my time in this house of mourning. I ask this as I ask every good thing in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. So for all those who are experiencing the journey of grief, don't let it become a destination. That's not what God intends for us. Let it be for us a reminder that we all die and we're all going to be reunited again one day in heaven with the God who made us if we place our hope and our trust in Him. And when we attempt to assimilate and accept that and remember the great qualities of the person we admired who is no longer here, then we carry their presence within us until we see them again. And that is the greatest gift that we can give to them. It's the greatest way that we can honor their legacy. And it's something that I will pray for all of us as we continue on this journey of life. God bless you, my friends, and I look forward to seeing you next week on another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. God bless you, my friends, and have a great week.